Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today we're continuing our Lenten series on Formation Foundations with Common House by further exploring companions. We are gleaning from the wisdom of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and today we're reading a selection from his book Life Together. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Life together under the word will remain sound and healthy only where it does not form itself into a movement, but rather where it understands itself as being a part of the one holy Christian church, where it shares actively and passively in the sufferings and struggles and promise of the whole church. Life together under the word will remain sound and healthy only where it does not form itself into a movement, but rather where it understands itself as being part of the one holy Christian church, where it shares actively and passively in the sufferings and struggles and promise of the whole church. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or a feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Life together under the word will remain sound and healthy only where it does not form itself into a movement, but rather where it understands itself as being a part of the one holy Christian church, where it shares actively and passively in the sufferings and struggles and promise of the whole church. this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Life together, under the word, will remain sound and healthy only where it does not form itself into a movement, but rather where it understands itself as being a part of the one holy Christian church, where it shares actively and passively in the sufferings and struggles and promise of the whole church. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that you have made us to be in relationship, both with you and with others. It is good for us to be together, even when it is hard. As we go about our day today, may we look for ways to support and encourage each person we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.